In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
Double-Edged Sword, a Christian podcast ministry presented by Father Gennard Lazar. Father Gennard is a parish priest of the Mud-Edda Parish of the Assyrian Church of the East in Turlock, California.
Back in my high school days, I used to like listening to a band called Kool and the Gang, and Stephen just told me that he met Kool and the Gang. This is taking a few of you back, right, in years. And I used to listen to a song, and it was called Cherish. And there was the lyrics would say, the world is always changing, nothing stays the same, but love will stand the test of time. The world is always changing, nothing stays the same. All right, that's it. Let's not get carried away. And, you know, the world is always changing. That is so true. We live in a world of change. And the only thing that is permanent in this world is change. It's guaranteed. You know, from apparels to rules to regulations to laws to legislations to family to friends to relationships. And even in this world, you come across all these events, and events are so tumbling over one another without even giving us time to get used to or to get settled in a certain event. So change is always happening in this world. And in such a challenging time of change, we seem to be trying to look for or searching constantly for durability or permanency in various places. Like we try our financial investments, and we know that where that goes. You know, people ring me sometimes, the friends who are listening out there, Robbie, put some money in this stock, it's going great, Elon Musk just announced, I don't know what he announced, but go for it. All right, I'll try my luck, or not, you know, I'll put some money in some investment. And then the next day, bang, it goes down. So it's always changing. People look for fame, sometimes look for honor. But you know that many famous people are so easily forgotten. So people look for permanency in many, many places, but it's so evident and it's inevitable that there is nothing but change in this wretched world that we're living in. But there is one person, beloved, one king, one man, one holy, pleasing, loving man, the Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, praise be to his name, that never changes. Change is not in his nature. And the verse that I'd like to talk about is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So yesterday doesn't mean that we are bound in Christ by time. No, in his divinity is not bound. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Let's have a look at the first part of the verse. Jesus Christ is the same. Why is he the same? Because he is one. He is unique. Paul writes to the Corinthians in his first epistle to the Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, to us, on our part, there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ. He's united with the oneness of the Father, the one Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, by whom are all things, and we also by him. He is the same because he is the one unique, ultimate Lord and Savior. And through Jesus Christ, we come to the Father who created all things. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Everything was by his hand, and without him was not anything whatever that existed through him. And according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, he being in fact a mediator between God, who is unchangeable, according to James chapter 1, verse 17, every good and perfect gift descends from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor a shadow of variation. And Jesus being the mediator, that is, in the salvific plan and work of God, between God and humankind, that he also is unchangeable. So we can all agree that almost every aspect of our life, there is an element of change. And since that is true, what comfort, how comforting, what a relief it is to turn from a changing circumstance of life, aspects of life, to Jesus Christ, who is the same. He is the one that will never fail you and I in every aspect. See, our health changes from good to bad, from healthy to unhealthy. But Christ, who is unchangeable, is the answer to our health. In our sickness, in our ill health, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 10, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore," St. Paul goes on to say, "I will rather boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties. Why? For Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong," because of Jesus Christ, who is the answer, who is the healer of our sicknesses. Whether we are healed physically or remain in that same condition, but Jesus Christ is the strength in our circumstances when it comes to our health. In hardship, last episode, we spoke about giving thanks to God, Shamasha David and I, about giving thanks to God in any circumstance, and we touched up on hardship a lot. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "I have told you these things." And when I say Jesus says, he is the same. He doesn't change. His word doesn't change. His promises haven't changed. His promises are not compromised at all. They are true and they are standing. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace." Now, in this world that we look for peace and comfort and tranquility and solace, in this world, you will have trouble. There it is. Off the bat, Jesus is telling his followers, those who believe in him, in this world, we will have trouble because of change. But take heart. Be of heart. I have overcome the world. And Christ has never conceded to the world. Christ is overcoming the world, and we too can overcome this change of the world that brings hardship through Christ, who does not change. Family, friends desert us, best friends. You know, I've had people come to me and say, "Rabbi, you know, I am so disappointed. I am so brokenhearted. I am so, displeased with the best friend I had who stabbed me in the back," lack of a better term. St. Paul says the same in 2 Timothy 4. "No man stood with me in this world of change, and especially within people." We shouldn't really rely too much on people to stand with us in any circumstance. Just as Paul is instructing. But we can also say with him, with St. Paul in the next verse, he goes on to say, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Lo, I am with you until the end of times. That hasn't changed. That will not change because Jesus Christ is the same. And you know his unchangeability, if there's such a word, his unchanging nature extends to when even death draws near to us, beloved. John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. So as we leave this world, we leave with the unchanging promise which was fulfilled with the empty tomb, proven and assured with the empty tomb that he is the resurrection, and we too will have resurrection from the dead because of his unchangeable promise. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, my Lord, my Savior is referred to as mighty God who does not change. Praise be to his name. So Jesus is the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. And by claiming that Jesus is yesterday, we are not limiting Christ to the past. We are not limiting Jesus Christ to a tense, past tense, present tense, or future. Jesus Christ is, praise and glory be to his name. That is why he rightly claims that before Abraham was, because Abraham is no longer, I am. It's an eternity locked within these words. But if we just remain in the yesterday and limit Christ to the past, well, then we have a Lord that is only limited to a certain period of time. But St. Paul tells us that the same Jesus Christ of yesterday is the same today. Now, some say, well, times have changed, obviously. We ascertain that. The work of Christ has changed, which, no, it hasn't changed. What Christ did in the past is not happening today. The miracles that he performed, the raising of the dead, the healing of the crippled, we don't see that today. Well, we don't see it and we don't hear of it. It doesn't mean that it's not happening. And I'm sure that it is happening. Miracles are happening as we live, regardless whether we see them or hear of them or not. But let's take the spiritual aspect of Jesus Christ's work today. You know, blinded eyes that are spiritually blinded, eyes that are spiritually blinded by the God of this world, today are still being opened. People come to see the truth of Jesus Christ, and they leave the blinded light of this world, the blinding light of this world, and come to the transparent light of Jesus Christ. Those who are crippled by sin, who are going nowhere in their life, receive newness of life through Jesus Christ, crippled spiritually in sin. Those ears that have been deafened or have been shut to hear the beautiful, life-giving words of Christ are being opened today. And they're not only hearing the words, the life-giving words of Christ, they are hearing the tunes of heaven. So Christ is the same today. Christ is working. Christ is healing in his church. Every Sunday, each time the believer receives the Holy Eucharist, the all-sanctifying body and blood of Jesus Christ, if there is any spiritual crippling, any spiritual blindness, any spiritual deafness, they are being healed. And most importantly, sins are being cleansed and forgiven, just as Jesus did, the Jesus of yesterday is doing today. And Jesus Christ is not only of yesterday and today. If we keep Jesus only for today, again, he is a limited Christ. He is the same forever. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians in his first epistle 15:19, if only for this life, today, we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Let's paraphrase that. If only for the past, for yesterday, and today we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But no, we are not pitied, because Jesus Christ is not only for yesterday and for today, but is forever. So in this changing age, let us take heart, be encouraged, jump for joy that we have a changeless Christ. A changeless Christ who has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Colossians 1:13. A changeless Christ who is able to vivify, to revive completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Hebrews 7:25. A changeless Christ who gives us eternal life, gives us ongoing eternity, gives us eternal life, and we shall never perish, and no one can snatch us out of his hands. And the blessed Theophylact, who was a Byzantine archbishop of Ohrid, which was a city in northern Macedonia, who simplifies the teachings of the early church fathers, especially St. John Chrysostom, comments on this. And he writes that, who are these who will never be snatched out of the changeless Christ's hand? Are those who are intent on following him, that is Christ, as his sheep. But if a sheep wanders off from the flock and does not follow the shepherd, it is lost at once and will indeed perish. And he goes on to say that Judas at first was holy and one of God's sheep. He fell away by his own choice. This shows that good and evil do not exist as permanent conditions of our nature, but are manifested when we exercise free will. So, knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, we take heart and confidence and encouragement that though the world is changing, the world is always changing, nothing stands the same, but only Jesus Christ, who is unchangeable, gives us the hope to continue, and through this change to remain unchangeable and permanent in our faith, in our hope, in eternal life through Jesus Christ. Praise and glory be to his holy name, now and at all times and forever. Amen. One last thing, please also don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. If you'd like to suggest future episodes or give us detailed feedback, please visit the link in the description or on our Instagram, linktr.ee/double-edged sword. God bless you all.